You're listening to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast, where I'm too fucking ugly for YouTube, so I'll stick to radio. And I can't steal anyone's girlfriend. Take your hand off that small chubby of yours and lean in. Let's do this. My name is Cope Squiz, and my co-host has traveled a long distance to be here tonight. You might know him for his weird-looking penis or his beautiful blonde hair. Give it up for Mr. Broken English himself, your boy, my boy, Pat.
Hello, 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 Cody. Thank you very much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Wow, and yes, that is Pat with his bong in hand. Let's do this.
Yeah, thanks again, Cody, for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. I mean, obviously, I do have a few things that I want to ask you about. First of all, I'm so confused about this trade JT and Brodo did with the Titans. What was that all about?
Man, I cannot tell you. I was confused myself.
I mean, we have a stud tight end in Darren Waller. He's been looking promising. Might even end up being in the top three tight end this year, and then he goes ahead and take O.J. Howard.
Yeah, what did he give up? He gave up Tariq Cohen and Terry McLaurin. Man, that's rough.
Yeah, I mean, I actually do think it worked out for Mick. I mean, I think it was Mick who ended up with getting Cohen, and I know that he's been targeting him for a while, and the only thing he had to give up was O.J. Howard, really.
And we'll see how that pans out. Hey, moving on. So, talking about Birdo. Birdo putting up 80 points after hyping himself up this week in a hype video. Man, does he look stupid? Yeah. He looks like Nelson Aguilar out there. The only thing he was catching was some AIDS after that butt rape and a big fat L.
Oof. I mean, I gotta agree with that. It's easy to tell. Like, I was told before I joined this league that the easy trades come from Brodo. I had never seen a guy this active trading. I try to keep up, but I mean, he's just he's fucking everything, you know, left and right.
Yeah, it's been,
seems like he has harder commitment issues than I have with my team, and that's not good.
Amen to that.
What about, I'm just looking at the D-Balls team right now. Obviously, I'm against him this week. And when is he going to learn that that Brown is not going to carry his team? Like, he fucking needs to trade for an RB2 by now.
Yeah, well, with Melvin Gordon coming back, not this week, but next week, he may have his RB2. But he may be going 0-4 before he gets to see Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, and again, I mean, Eckler has been looking pretty good, though. I mean, who is not to say that it's going to be a share backfield now?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think Eckler will have some sort of good amount of touches in the backfield.
True. I mean, he still has the talent. He's coming back super fresh, but another thing that I got down here is Daylon Jones. I mean, I think we should just respect JC a little bit here and just mention Daylon Jones on this podcast. What do you think?
I think Daniel Jones might be the second coming of Eli Manning.
Yeah, I mean, shit. I mean, we got a tall white guy that fucking can run. I mean, you could see the Tampa Bay defense was not expecting that tall white boy to run like that.
Nope. Needless to say, I end up picking up Daniel Jones, and at the last second, I end up dropping him. Yeah, tough loss, but I end up picking up a pretty decent running back, so I can't complain too much. But solid pickup for Mikaroo.
Yeah, Too bad he can't start two quarterbacks every week, huh?
Yep. Maybe next
week. That would have been golden.
Hey, I know this is going to hurt you, but Pat, I got to talk about your superstar team. You look like the dream team over there. Three of your superstars combining for a total of 30, man. What do you got to say about that?
Yeah. Hey, I don't know, man. It's hard, you know, when Vic gets to... I mean, Vic kind of has been right so far, and, you know, it's hard. But I got to give it, like, it's just not been good enough. Hopefully Aaron Rodgers will start throwing the ball to Davante Adams, and we'll see some progress, but... I mean, it's not like Chris Carson has done any better, so... I'm not complaining yet.
I hear that.
Shit. Yeah, man. I think we should do a little recap of last week.
The not so coach of the week.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at it real quick here, we got take a look at D's team. Mike Evans scored 45 points. Wow. I mean, he really showed up again. Somehow D still managed to lose. I mean, I would have told him that he should probably have started, you know, Jeff Wilson or Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley. I mean, sorry, that would have gotten you the win. God, just kidding, though. Tough loss.
Yeah, I don't think you meant Daniel Jones. I think you meant Ronald Jones, but tough loss either way.
That's true, man.
Yeah,
Daniel Jones is just on my mind now, bro.
Yeah. Get off your knees. It'll be all right. Yeah, and then you have D-Balls losing by 2 points. And then on his bench, he actually had three different wide receivers he could have started over Marquise Brown. That would have got him the dub this week. Tough loss.
That was like his high-spending 420 guy, you know.
Oof. Yep. Hey, sometimes you got to spend big, and then once you spend, you got to – I guess you have to play him, but – sometimes that'll get you a big fat L. JT, you started the perfect lineup, minus 0.2 with your tough loss, and you had no chance of winning this week. Sorry, bud.
Oh, dang, so he didn't even have anyone on his bench.
He had no chance. He couldn't replace anybody with anyone that would have made him score a few more points to get that dub, but... Didn't happen this
week. You know, sometimes it's just the fantasy gods that tells you just to take a back seat this year.
I think so.
I mean, also, if we go... I can't believe Brodo. Brodo only put up, what, like 80 points? I mean, fucking Keaton's bench would have outscored Brodo's team by like fucking 24.
It did. Sadly, I think Keaton's bench scored 104 points compared to Brodo's. Starting lineup at 80. Yikes, man. All that shit talking. Maybe you should do less shit talking and more... I'm just kidding, Bert. I love you so much.
I mean, you damn well know that Victor definitely takes that sweet victory over Brodo that week after that trash talking from Brodo.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Now we just have to hear it from Victor all week. Moving on. Dre, if you would have started your fifth round pick... Jarvis Landry, you would not be sitting at 0-3. For whatever reason, you did not think on Monday Night Football that Jarvis Landry would put up decent numbers for you, and yet you started Darwin Thompson, the fourth string running back for Kansas City.
That was a tough one for him. I was watching the games with him when Darwin Thompson was an absolute no-show in that game.
Yikes. Yeah.
That was not a nice feeling.
Might need to make a trade soon, bud. Hopefully you won't be at 0-4 later this week. Moving on. Yeah, this week's waiver wire pickups, the top five most money spent. First up, a whole $12 for JC goes with the Houston tight end, Darrell Fells. Bold choice for a tight end two on that offense. But I guess a man can pray. JC also goes $13 on Pittsburgh defensive lineman Stephon Tuitt. I mean, I think that'd probably be a solid lineup. Makes your D a little bit tougher. And let's be honest, your last guy kind of sucked. Anyways, Vic goes $20 on Miami's wide receiver Preston Williams, undrafted rookie. Hoping for those garbage points so hardcore. I thought it was a great pickup. Actually didn't put any waivers in this week. But if I did, I think I would have maybe put one on Preston Williams. Luis goes $20 on Jacksonville's quarterback Gardner Minshew. The stash and jorts got me too, bro. I got a fat chub. All right, Vic goes 40 on Houston tight end Jordan Akins after losing Hunter Henry and Njoku. He is scraping that barrel for tight end help. Not sure it's going to deliver on this one, but I guess we'll see. That's Waiver Wire Wednesday.
All right, let's take a quick look at some injuries here. First off, we got, this is such a bad one. RIP Saquon Barkley, out 4 to 8 weeks. So sad. That's really a bummer. But D gotta be praying now that Sony gets back on Belichick's good grace. Hopefully they will have some chop opponents where he will see whether it actually needs Sony in this offense. LeSean McCoy, week to week right now, not looking good for Noah. Maybe we have a situation here where he has to wave bye-bye with that ugly-ass pinky of his. Turn in back next Sunday to see what's up with that. T.Y. Looks to be out this week as well. That's going to be a big loss for Keaton. I know T.Y. has been a big reason why he's 3-0. Things are looking tough for Keaton right now in that situation. We got Vance McDonald as well. Is this another player for D? Yeah, I think it is. Some bad luck for D's team right here. He's going to have to scratch every point out of that bench that he can get.
All right, this week's standings. In first place, we got Dip. In second place, we got JC. Third, we got Keaton. Fourth, we got Mick, fifth, you got Cobes, sixth, Luis, seventh, Victor, eighth, Darius, ninth, Noah, tenth, Pat, 11th, Birdo, 12th, D-Balls, 13th, JT, and 14th, aka last, Dre. Tough, man. Points four, highest. Scoring the top, I'm just going to do the top five. How about that? And so we got Cobes at 504, Dip at 467, Luis at 457, JC at 450, and Mick at 426. And the lowest scoring, or teams against, I apologize, most points scored against. We have Mr. 0-3 himself. I'm taking a hard L. D-Balls at 532 points scored against him. We got Cobes at 438. Almost 100-point difference. Man, it's tough, D-Balls. We got Noah at 438 as well. JT at 428, also 0-3. And then you got Mick at 427. Also, the lowest scoring teams. You got the lowest scoring team, which is Dre at 311. Dang. You got Birdo at 337. And then you got JT at 358. And then the three... lowest points scored against them would be Victor at 329 points total. Only, man, must be nice. Must be hella nice, right?
Oh, shit, that must, I mean,
And then yeah,
almost be. I mean, everyone could be 2-1 then, right?
Right. And then you actually got two top three players in the in our league, which Keaton has only had 330 points scored against him, and then Dip, Mr. First Place himself, has only 346 points scored against him. And man, must be nice, fellas.
Yeah.
Pat, you got anything to say about all that?
I mean, to be honest, I do hope that D-Ball continue his bad luck just for one more week, you know. I definitely need to start scoring some more points. But, yeah, I mean, especially Keaton and Dippy, they deserve to get some higher scoring teams against them as well so they can feel how it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm a lot of those points against Dip. But I guess we'll see.
All right. I mean, we know that there's $25 that gotta go to the highest scoring team this week as well. And this week's, oh, dang, this is a two-time winner. Cody, with 176 points, takes home the $25 this week.
Congratulations, Cobes.
Yeah, congratulations, Cody. That must be nice, man.
It is. It was quite nice. I want to thank the Academy. Thank my mom, my dog, my small child, and my wife. And you chumps for some easy wins. But there also has to be a loser this week, and that loser is going to be low point of the week, which is going to be Birdo again with 80 points. I think this is like the third or fourth time we've talked about it, but 80 points, man, not even in the triple digits, taking that fat L. And just a recap of this year's total winners, we got Andre at 0, Mick at 0, D at 0, Dip at 0, D-Balls at 0, JC at 0, JT at 0, Keaton at 0, Cobes at $50, Luis at $25, Noah at 0, Pat at 0, Birdo at 0, and Victor at double 0. The only reason I wanted to do that is so I could say double 0, Victor. You haven't won yet. Next up, we got the lightning round. Both Pat and I will take 30 seconds debating why we think our person in each matchup will win. First up, we got Noah versus Bert in the Pinky versus the No Brain. Because Birdo, you were second to last in our graduating class.
All right, I got Birdo's team here real quick. What a stud team we got here. Look at this. I mean, they almost fucking put up 85 points last week. That would have been amazing. What a week, right, Birdo? But this week, the studs will show up. The Lions are going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. No better time to have Stafford and Golladay when you know they have to come out and throw. Chris Carson and Jacob with good matchups this week. Hopefully, his monster trade will come back and Carson will go back to RB1 situation again.
Yeah, I got Noah winning this. I think David Johnson absolutely destroys Seattle. I'm going to call two touchdowns, one through the air, one through the ground, catching, not throwing. But I just don't see Birdo's team making that happen. Emmanuel Sanders, if Jalen Ramsey comes back from his sickness or whatever he's going through, is going to be all over Emmanuel Sanders. Got Zach Ertz on Thursday Night Football. Enough said. Next matchup, we got Dre versus Mick in the Bone Malone and Fat Shady. All right, I'm defending Mick right here. This fool has the best quarterback in the NFL right now against Detroit. If Carson Wentz can absolutely destroy Detroit, Mahomes is going to go above and beyond. Ingram has been solid. Frank Old Man Gore is going to hopefully get some work done. Chris Godwin, I think he could possibly even put up some big numbers this week.
Okay, I gotta defend Dre's team. Dang, thanks for this. this is a hard team to talk about right now. Rough start the first 3 weeks. Front runner to get that dress. He did do a pretty decent trade last week. Hopefully that will help him out. Unfortunately, he got a little fucked by Andy Reid and all the fantasy podcasts out there. It's kind of see that as a bad team. I could see makes Loverboy Mahomes not having such a good game. But come on, man, it's the fucking Lions. Your team needs to win. I hope you get it this week, but good luck, bro.
Up next, we got Cobes versus Luis in the Who's Wider Bowl.
All right, I got Cody's team here real quick. Wisconsin wins, gets his guys to rise up and take on and actually start catching the ball. I could see that happening. CMC is fucking legit. That's not, I mean, he's definitely going to outperform the overall running back in the Cook this week. He got Chicago's D. We know they can shut down that run. OBJ, actually wide receiver too. I mean, must be feeling really good. Cooper is on a fucking rocket right now, shooting straight for the moon. Best tight end in the week, in the league also after week three. I mean, your team is doing pretty good, yeah.
And I'm going to defend Luis's team here. Russell Wilson is going against the freaking Cardinals, one of the worst defenses in the entire league. Dalvin Cook is the number one running back in the entire league. And, of course, his boy Marlon Mack is doing work. John Ross, Calvin Ridley, and old man Greg, old Greg Olsen is doing work as well. And Mike Williams is going against freaking Miami. Matchups for you look hella solid, dude. Up next, we got Dippy versus Vic in the Sally Beauty versus the Under Deliverer. This is going to be the hardest thing I ever do in my entire life, and that is defend Victor's team. Baker Mayfield against Baltimore. Terrible matchup, but we'll see. Todd Gurley has not looked like himself. But he is going against Tampa Bay's defense, which was one of the worst last year. Actually, number one in run defense this year. Zeke is also going to get a tough matchup in New Orleans. But Edelman somehow got up from his injury and is going to play this week. I think he's going to do some solid numbers.
Well, that means that I got Dippy's team. I mean, this team has been freaking unstoppable the first 3 weeks. Early season superstars like Eckler, Julio, Lockett, and Jackson. This is a pretty sure login from a week-to-week basis so far. He gets to enjoy a full workload from Eckler one more week, and it looks like he's going to ride that fifth-round pick all the way to the end of his winning streak. The team is looking real good, and we'll get another win this week.
Today's show is sponsored by Mix Ice Cream Truck, The Melt Box. If he doesn't get permits soon, he won't be able to sell blow pops, but instead he'll be doing the blowing, or selling Adderall, or giving foot massages. Help this pedophile out. Don't let The Melt Box become the meltdown shutdown. Now back to your show. JC vs. Keaton in the Battle of the First Loss.
Alright, I got JC's team this round. Here's a team I've been talking him up all season long. It's stacked. He has great depth on his bench as well. He got wide receiver one overall in Allen. Do I need to say more than that? He's going up against the fucking Dolphins. We all know this is going to be another week where he gets to go off. James White will for sure start to be used more. They're actually going to play some teams. It's going to put a defense out there on the field. So I think he's going to be pretty decent from here on and out.
Yeah, Keaton has freaking Aaron Rodgers that he's going to play this week against Philly. And trust me, I know Philly, and they give up a ton of yards and a ton of touchdowns to quarterbacks and wide receivers. He's going to eat this week. Chris Thompson is going to catch a lot more balls out of the backfield. And Chubb is going to go against Baltimore, which I think it's going to be a lot of running, not a lot of passing. in that game, and it's going to be kind of slow rolled. So I got cute. Next up, we got Pat versus D-Balls in the Tootsie Roll versus the Ed Sheeran Bowl. All right, I got the pleasure to defend Pat. Kyler Murray, it was the quarterback I had my eyes on the entire draft, and somehow you traded for him. I think he's a stud. And then Aaron Jones, even though he's going to against the Philly defense, I think he's going to have a solid game. He'll probably end up getting a touchdown. I think the Packers score a lot of points against the Eagles. D Hops and Devontae Adams, there's your two big winners of this game. They're going to dominate.
All right, let me talk a little bit about D-Boss here. Obviously, we already gone over it. The stat speaks for itself. He's been by far the most unlucky guy with the points against. Not going to cover that more anymore now. His team puts up points, and this week he's going up against a guy that has been pretty bad, and he's really been struggling with putting up some points. He could easily get his first win here, no doubt. Kamara is going to... I mean, Kamara is this whole Saints offense. He's going to put D-Ball's team on his fucking back and run them straight to the promised land.
D versus JT. We all know what to call this bowl. It was last for a reason. What these two guys have in common, I now present the In Bowl. The Nice Guy Bowl.
I got the pleasure of defending D's injured team right here. And even after some horrible injuries, he still put up a lot of points. I mean, Barkley only put up 7 last week, but he still managed to get over 140. What's up, Brado? Rivers against a high school football team, and Mike Evans finally decided to show up this season. And also, looking down at his defense here with a perfect matchup for Wendris, he's going to be all over Kamara's ass. 10-plus tackles this week, I called it.
Yeah, as painful as it is for me to say, I think JT has a good team because he has Dak Prescott, and Dak has looked out of this world, and I can know that for a fact because I have Amari Cooper looking real nice. I think Brandon Cooks does work against the Tampa secondary. It's going to be awful. Terry McLaurin has got touchdowns in the first 3 games. I think he's going to get another in the 4th. O.J. Howard has woken up from the dead and is alive again. I think he scores his first touchdown of the year. And MVS against Philly, man, need I say any more? Touchdowns, touchdowns, touchdowns.
Quick picks of the week.
All right, first up, we got Noah versus Bert. I'm going to actually go with Bert on this one. Who you got?
Noah's wide receivers, they're not going to get it done. I got Bert this week as well.
All right, both of us with Bert. Next up, we got Dre versus Mick. This is actually my upset of the week. I think Dre gets his first win.
I had to try to defend Dre's team. I just going to say no, sir. Mick goes 3-1.
Okay. Cobes versus Luis. I got Luis with this one. I'll slap you with that big GG.
Let's see what you did there. I got Cody. Cody's wide receivers are on a whole nother level compared to Luis. Cody with the W.
Dip versus Vic. I'm going to say Dip by 20. He goes 4-0.
I think Dip gets his last win of the season. Welcome back, Gordon.
Dang. All right. JC versus Keaton. I have JC continuing his hot streak and going 4-0. Keaton getting his first loss of the year.
Yeah, I got to agree with you there. JC's team is just all around looking better than Keaton's right now.
Pat versus D-Balls. I think D-Balls gets his first win. Sorry, Pat.
Well, Kamara will take D-Balls to the promised land. I already called it. His luck is about to turn.
Last but not least, we got D versus JT. D's team looks pretty beat up, but I just don't think it'll hold up. JT gets the win for me.
I mean, JT's team is pretty banged up as well, and Connor is a no-show for him this season so far. I'm going to go with D here.
Hey, Pat, I just want to thank you for coming on. I knew from the moment I saw you at Amanda's pimpin' hoe party in high school wearing cross-dressing in a pink underwear. I knew you were the one to be on this podcast first. So I just want to thank you for joining me, man.
Bro, you had that song on with those handcuffs.
Whoa!
How could I say no, man? It was my pleasure. This was amazing. I mean, thank you for putting in all this hard work. It's 12:30 already, and I know you still got probably an hour to edit all this. So appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Hey, bro, I appreciate it. You have a good one. That's it, folks. What is up?